We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Good Tuesday morning, Chicago. We have a lot to talk about today. We have a big day ahead of us, debating, watching, waiting for the race to Springfield. Who gets there first? Jerry Reinsdorf or Kevin Warren? It seems like that's the case after a very eventful Monday afternoon. I thought this was draft week. I thought this was going to be the focus of the Bears' new beginning. Caleb Williams coming to town. I thought this was going to be a football-only week. And here we are. The Bears with the big announcement, upstaging everything that's going on. Big press conference Wednesday at Soldier Field, announcing plans for a lakefront domed stadium. And then hours later, Jerry Reinsdorf, seeing the news, issues a written response, not a response, it's a written statement, to Crane Chicago Business, his chosen method of communicating, apparently, about his planned investment. And hey, wait a second, nobody said that the White Sox would not make a sizable investment, a personal private investment, and Greg Hines from Crane's estimated it would be $200 million of a $1.9 billion project? Is that roughly what it is? I want to be accurate here, Molly. $1.25 billion.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
But he's going to pay the $200.
He's going to get $200 up front. That's like a down payment, a deposit, whatever the case may be. But we have a race to Springfield, and it is.
I like the way you put it. So Jerry's at home, and he is having a warm milk ready to go to bed at 6 o'clock, and he finds out the Bears are holding a news conference, spits out his drink, and then rushes to pay some money.
Certainly leaves that impression, because many of the talking points involved in what the story included, number one, the biggest tell was that it was a written statement. So basically he saw what the Bears had planned, and the Bears plan, in fairness to Jerry Reinsdorf, I think the Bears' announcement that they were going to have a press conference on Wednesday caught a lot of people off guard.
Very awkward.
Very strange.
And it didn't really come from the Bears,
did
right?
Not. Did not. I suppose it came from from the city?
I don't know.
From the great – I'm not quite sure exactly the origin of it. I found out about it live while we were doing a podcast, the Take the North podcast. And we reacted to it, and it was one of those things that immediately my antenna went up a little bit, because you think, okay, this is the equivalent of a Friday news dump.
I did laugh aloud, though, at the end of the story where it said that Reinsdorf earlier told Cranes the team's current home at Guarantee Rate Field in Bridgeport has not worked out and needs to be successful. Reinsdorf, 88, says he has no plans to sell the team, but indicated that his son might, well, do so after he dies, unless the team has a long-term lease. I mean, just throw that one back.
That's just added to the story. But
yeah.
Back to the Bears announcement, it was very unexpected because
came out of nowhere.
This is a week that is a celebration.
Sure.
This is the Caleb coronation. This is everything about the football team that you have been waiting to embrace. Oh, by the way, we're going to slip this in. What are they trying to slip in? That's your first reaction as a longtime cynical media member in this city. I think maybe that's the wrong reaction. That was my initial one. I still am skeptical a little bit. I'm wondering why they're doing it now. I was told, maybe this is the message they want to send, that, okay, you have to be conscious of the legislative calendar. Don't ignore that when
trying to determine why they did this now, why they're doing this now. So, okay, I can be a little bit skeptical and cynical, and we can also appreciate the fact that they do have to get this out there so people can debate and try to figure out how to pay for it.
It was just a little bit awkward, the way that it was kind of slow leaking. It's also weird that it's not today. It's tomorrow at noon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of advance notice, Mr. David.
Well, it's tomorrow at noon, and not that this is necessarily a big deal to people out there, but most of the Bears media contingent will be in Detroit tomorrow. Caleb Williams will be speaking tomorrow before the draft. The focus is on the draft, and the Bears 24 hours before making their biggest draft pick in decades will be talking about what they're going to do on the lakefront, giving us renderings to consider how great they are and grandiose, and then figure out a way to get by the detail of how to pay for it all.
Total sucker for renderings. That's what I am, okay? I admit it. I got no problem saying it.
You're not alone.
I love that kind of stuff.
Everybody does. Everybody does. The star of tomorrow's press conference will not be Kevin Warren. Sorry, Kevin. But they will be.
It would be the illustrator.
The illustrator. Whoever came up with the renderings, whatever architectural firm or the 3D graphics guru, whatever the case is, we want to see what it's going to look like. We want to get excited about that. They want us to get excited about that. And then, oh, by the way, how much and who's paying?
Well, there you go. That's it. The only, you know, there's always another shoe to drop.
How much and who's paying?
Yeah.
That doesn't change no matter how much. How excited and how much hoopla is created by the arrival of Caleb Williams and maybe Rome Odunze, maybe Marvin Harrison Jr., maybe somebody else. But two draft picks on Thursday won't necessarily be enough to remove that question. I just think that they could have either done this before this week or next week. I know that's probably quibbling to some people, but I do wonder, and it puts your turns your radar on a little bit when they're trying to rush this before the draft.
It's interesting. I, you know, not for nothing, but according to what I was reading, the project, the Bears, of course, are putting in $2 billion in a publicly owned land. That's the headline.
Yeah.
But apparently they're not putting in the $2 billion. The Bear fans are putting in the $2 billion. The NFL is putting in the $2 billion. And the cost of the building itself is like $4.25 billion.
Yeah.
So less than half of that is coming from the Bears' coffers, do we put it that way?
I want to ask
you
that.
It's not the McCaskey coffers.
Well, I don't know. I understand why you'd say that. I know that's a talking point that the White Sox want out there, certainly.
Well,
but I do wonder if you own a team, if you own a business, and you're charging somebody ticket price and they're willing to pay it, whether it's a personal seat license or whatever the case is that not your money once they pay it? If they're buying a ticket from you, if they're buying a permanent seat license from you, are you not the owner? Aren't they paying you for that? I know that this is clearly from the White Sox camp that this is out there because they want everyone to recognize or scrutinize the way the Bears are actually, how much of that $2 billion is actually coming out of George's piggy bank or George's personal account.
And this is from the Crane story. The Bears are believed seeking to tap into the hotel tax, but also have offered to put up $2 billion toward the estimated $4.2 billion cost of the stadium on parking lots just south of Soldier Field and related infrastructure. Sources close to the deal say the Bears would get the money not from the pockets of the team-owning McCaskey family, but mostly from fans in the form of seat purchase licenses from the sale of naming rights to the new facility and from a stadium-constructed fund operated by the National Football League.
Okay, let's parse that sentence then.
Yep.
The stadium construction fund operated by the NFL is part of what the benefit of belonging to the NFL
affords
you. It's the most lucrative professional sports organization going. didn't you have the anticipation or expectation that the NFL was going to kick in a lot of money anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly thought that might be on top of what the McCaskies were putting up.
In addition to.
Right. When I first heard that
now,
they were putting
$2 billion. If this is included in that, then I think then right. that's a conversation. The other things about being not from the pockets of the team-owning McCaskey family, but in the form of from fans in the form of seat purchase license, I where does that money go if not to the McCaskies when you're purchasing seat licenses? Whose money is that?
Well, if it's publicly owned stadium, that's a great question.
I just wonder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I have a lot of respect for Greg Hines and Cranes. You know that. But the way this is worded is intentionally to draw attention to or raise doubt about the McCaskies' investment personally in this.
No shadow of a doubt.
And I wonder, because of the origin of this, the story exists because Jerry Reinsdorf issued a written statement, and Jerry Reinsdorf clearly is trying to counter what the Bears announced. So if I'm reading this skeptically, I'm not apologizing for that, but I'm just telling you I'm reading it skeptically.
I have no problem with reading it skeptically, but because he is making his case, he's basically he's undermining their case.
Of course.
And so I think, though, that if there is a way to undermine their case, I want to hear it. I want to hear what everyone has to say about everything, even someone else's skepticism about it when it's to their own benefit.
I do want to hear it.
To be skeptical.
I want to hear it, too.
Saying?
Yeah, because I want to evaluate it, too. But yeah. I don't know that trying to discredit.
I want to hear the McCaskies come after Jerry. See what they think.
Yeah,
honestly,
right.
I want
There's
all
no
that
need.
Information.
There's no need.
Oh, they don't. It's irrelevant.
They're punching down.
Yeah.
This is clearly a response, and this is why it's interesting, is because you're seeing what exactly are they claiming here. Did you know the NFL is going to kick in some money? Oh, did you know that the personal seat licenses are going to go toward this? And, oh, by the way, they're going to sell naming rights. Well, of course they are.
But in fairness, we were told they're putting $2 billion toward a publicly owned building. That's what the information we had going on.
$2 billion.
So now it turns out that, the league is going to give them $100 million of this or half a billion of that. I'm just saying, it's worth seeing what their investment really is.
Of course it is. I want to know the difference between the team's investment and the league's investment. But how the team's investment is broken down in a line item a report of what exactly they're spending and where they're getting those funds from, I don't know enough about.
I love that kind of stuff. I want all that. David, here's the problem. I don't want to hear that the Bears are giving $2 billion of their own money to build a publicly funded stadium. That made no sense to me. Now, it turns out, it's not actually their money. They're going to use some of the resources they have to bring the money in. That's going to pay for it. It's just different than me going down to my bank and getting a check and giving you money. That's all. It's worth noting that there's a difference.
Well, it's definitely worth noting. I do wonder about the origin, and I do wonder if they're entitled to use the money from the revenue created by PSLs and the naming rights however they want.
Again, if it's a publicly owned building, why do they get all that stuff and none of the public get it?
Well, they're paying the public. I think the publicly owned building part is
their product.
As we're finding out, like Jerry Jones in Dallas or Arlington, that is the same sort of mechanism that this has happened throughout the National Football League, and I wonder if it's related to things that they can and can't do on the lakefront. I wonder if they're trying to maintain a publicly owned building so they have more of an access. I think, is it a loophole? Is it access to a loophole?
It's a complete loophole. Number one, it's a tax loophole, which is why they're not building in Arlington, right? So we know what went wrong in Arlington, which is they can't get cost certainty on the taxes over the long term. And so this is a way to avoid that whole issue. Otherwise, you wouldn't put $200 million, $197 million down to own all that property, you know, knock down the track and then stop.
The fact that they've done that is I think, one of the more overlooked aspects of this, is that they're seemingly committed to this lakefront project. I don't know how much how big the appetite is for this in Springfield. I don't know what the governor is going to say about all this. We know where the mayor stands, but where the mayor stands, let's face it, is on shaky ground in the city. So I don't know how much that matters.
Yeah,
I think you could get that off the ground, but I mean, you better do it quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just don't know about the political climate in Chicago, which is ever changing. And now you've got Kevin Warren, who seems to be spearheading this entire movement, and has taken the reins from George McCaskey. He's been here a year on the job. Have you seen that? Have you noticed that yet? Kevin Warren's been on the job for a year. There might be a story coming out today to mark that anniversary. Another one.
Well,
my point is that I think that there's a lot of momentum for this, and I appreciate what they're trying to do. This is going to be beautiful, but the devil is in the details. I don't really have a problem with them getting money, and if it's in their coffers, using it to this. But I want to know still, what is the public burden here?
Well, that's the only question.
That's the biggest question, but yeah. It's not one that I think we're any closer to addressing, because we're having a big fancy news conference at noon 24 hours before the draft.
Yeah, it's super weird, the timing of it. And it could just be happenstance. It could just be, you know, poorly thought out timing, or there could be more sinister reasons behind it. That's the problem.
The Bears are reshaping their entire public relations team and mechanism. They have fired people to make the messaging more streamlined and more conducive to what Kevin Warren wants. If they're going to do that, these details matter. And if they're going to do that, you better be polished and smooth, and your presentation better be flawless. And you better be able to answer some of these questions. If you're not, then you're doing it wrong, and you're doing it prematurely, and you're doing it too quickly.
I love the idea, though, of Jerry, you know, finding out about the news conference and scrambling to say, an arbitrary amount of money that he was planning on giving.
This statement to Cranes, the way that it was, the timing of it and the way that it was worded and the way that everything came about yesterday after the fact that we had this news break in the middle of the day that the Bears were having this announcement, and this later in the evening came Jerry's written explanation, made you feel like he was sitting at home and he faxed it to Cranes. He faxed it. Probably in his leather jacket. I don't know what the purpose was, except for it screamed that he was basically saying, you imagine him saying that, well, don't forget me.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.